Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Mike Persuda, filling in for Bob Labriola. Thank you, as always, for stepping up, filling in for Labs.
My pleasure. It's not that hard.
You said it, not me, but we'll take it. We had a good day today, though, Persuda. We had a chance to talk to Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert on the record. Usually does this prior to the combine, which is happening in a few weeks. But we talked to him about a few things other than what will be happening in Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting exchange, as people are about to find out as we're here to provide the highlights. And there's a lot going on, a lot of things that have to be tied up for the Steelers that go beyond the usual, and Kevin talked about a lot of that stuff today.
All right, let's start with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Paraphrasing, Kevin said basically, we want both of those players to retire as Steelers, something they're going to start working on. They are working on currently with Antonio Brown. He said they are working on extending him. He still has 1 year left on his contract, but they told AB last offseason they would accelerate those talks this offseason.
Yeah, he is being treated differently. He's being treated as a special case. Normally, what Kevin Colbert referred to as future business, that would be guys with 1 year left on their deals that they would be inclined to extend. I don't know, Stephon Tuitt may well fall into that category. Normally, that stuff doesn't happen until July, August, or September, after all of what Kevin Colbert described as current business gets tied up. But, yeah, they told Antonio Brown to be a little bit more patient last year, and now they're going to take care of him, presumably. And we'll see what kind of effect that has on AB.
Absolutely. The other thing happening right now, yesterday, Wednesday, the first day that teams could use the franchise or transition tags, both Art Rooney II and Kevin Colbert have said that that is an option, a tool the Steelers could use for Le'Veon Bell, who will become an unrestricted free agent on March 9th. They don't have to do it today. They have until March 1st to make that decision, but it is a possibility for them.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more than that. Failing a long-term extension for Le'Veon Bell between now and March 1st, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably not happening. He's going to get tagged. It doesn't mean that he will play under the tag. You can always negotiate the long-term deal afterward, but the tag buys you some time. And really, what's the percentage of doing it today as opposed to at the last minute?
Doesn't matter.
Things can change. Why not wait until the last minute and then do it when you're absolutely sure you have to?
And I know we do this every offseason, but let's go over the NFL lingo for what exactly the franchise tag is, just so we are all clear as we will be talking about this, I'm sure, in great detail until if and when it does happen. But it allows teams to keep one pending unrestricted free agent for one season and provides that player a guaranteed salary similar to that of a top five at that position. Then it breaks it down further between the exclusive franchise tag, non-exclusive franchise tag. Now, the crazy thing, but this is how the NFL does it, is that number is not yet set for each position. So we'll go back to the 2016 numbers just to give you an idea. For running backs last year under the franchise tag, $11.789 million, you see there on your screen. Typically during the combine or immediately following, the hard numbers will come out. John Clayton of ESPN, our good friend, he's reporting that for a running back, the tag number would be a little bit under 12.8. So.
And, that's for 1 year.
1 year, correct.
More years probably means a little bit less, but it might not. Who knows?
Yeah. Now, the other thing, as you had mentioned, if the Steelers do decide to tag Le'Veon Bell, they would then have until July 15th to work out a long-term contract, which is something that probably makes sense for them. That's just obviously our opinion. But once July 15 hits, if there is not a long-term deal reached, he would then have to play under that tag, whatever, the $11 or $12 million.
Yeah, and I think, some of this is going to depend on where Le'Veon Bell is coming from as well. How much is he looking for? What does he think he's worth? And what does it mean to him to be with the Steelers long-term? But Kevin Colbert pretty adamant today as it related to Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown that the Steelers want both of those guys here for the duration. He talked specifically about Bell having grown up tremendously, was the word that Colbert used, off the field, and said there are no reservations about his ability or his durability.
And one other note on Le'Veon Bell. During Super Bowl week, he had said that he could potentially need surgery on his groin for a sports hernia. Kevin Colbert said, quote, no decision has been made. That's something that, you know, it's a weird injury, so they want to see, will rest make it better? Does he need to have surgery? But that's not something they're going to pull the trigger on just yet.
Yeah, not an uncommon injury at all. Something, as Kevin Colbert told us today, or reminded us, Mike Mitchell in his first year with
played
the Steelers
through it.
Played through it. Was much better when his groin got much better. So it's something's got to be dealt with one way or the other. Will it be rest or will it be surgery? We'll find out eventually.
Bud Dupree, someone who had surgery.
Yeah, and that took a while last year, but boy, was he worth the wait.
So those are some news and notes on Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Kevin Colbert talked about a bunch of other players. We'll break that down for you right after this break.